Clerk, could you please read item 14?
Item number 14, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services and the Director of the Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Section, Facility Management Division, DAS, submitting an informational report regarding the 2014 through 2016 budget year's management strategy relating to the Consolidated Facilities Plan. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Whoever would like to go first, step up and feel free to.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. My name's Don Tyler. I'm the Director of Administrative Services, and I have with me Greg High, who's the Director of AE&ES. And we're here to provide an informational update relative to the work that the Consolidated Facilities Plan Work Group has been doing. And what I'd like to do, the informational report kind of outlines the work that we've done, kind of tailored around the resolution, Resolution 14-483, that was approved by the committee in June. And what we thought we'd do is kind of provide an update based on the deliverables of that resolution. And what I'd like to focus on this morning with you is deliverables 1, 2, 4, and 6. Certainly happy to address any questions that you might have relative to the other ones, but we've been focused on those four of the seven deliverables over this past month. So the first deliverable is related to the detailed space program and relocation strategy for city campus. And the CFP committee has made good progress in that effort since we last visited with you. The committee working with CBRE and Quorum, which is an outside architectural firm, completed comprehensive reviews with all of the affected divisions and departments that are in City Campus, trying to get a better handle on what their near-term and long-term needs are. And that was completed over the last 30 days. The direction out of that was basically us taking a look at what might be out in the marketplace as we move out of City Campus. And what we did was engage with CBRE, and they placed an inquiry out through a master database of approximately 1,100 potential interested parties asking for an indication of interest to lease somewhere between 30 and 40,000 square feet of office space within Milwaukee proper. Our focus was really west of the river. As a result of that query, the CFP committee, along with CBRE, identified potential swing space of approximately 45 prospective commercial office spaces. We narrowed that field down to approximately four office buildings. What we did then subsequently was tour those four office buildings as a group. This took place about 3 weeks ago. And we directed CBRE and Quorum to move forward with additional research, discussions, and pricing alternatives. And we continue to do that work as we speak. Turning to page 2 of the informational report, one of the other things that we have been doing is, along with economic development, we are accelerating our community and municipal discussions regarding a community development plan as Milwaukee County does vacate City Campus. And what I had asked the clerk to do is pass out, and I think you just received a copy of the flyer that basically announced a community visioning meeting on Tuesday, July 29th between 6 and 8 p.m. And this is a meeting that is hosted by yourself along with Alderman Bob Bauman. So we're excited to get that effort underway. Deliverable number 2 is related to an agreement that we're working on with the state as it relates to the Marsha Cog Center. And we are pretty much completed the terms of the short-term lease And while we were originally expecting to have that lease here before you in the July cycle, we are still finalizing some elements of that lease and expect to bring it to you in September, in the September cycle. But we've made good progress in getting this short-term lease established with the state as it relates to COGS. The structure of the new short-term lease agreement maintains the original gross financial commitment, now structured exclusively as lease revenue, so that'll be a real positive. The Economic Development Division anticipates responding to a mandated RFP issued by the state, probably now it looks like late July or sometime in August, for space to house their staff and operations currently at Marsha COGS. So this is something that the state needs to do. We are hoping that we would be responsive to that RFP, and again, with the goal in mind that we would have the state at Marsha COGS for the long term. That would be our goal, is to be able to be responsive to that RFP and win that award. Skipping down to deliverable number four, the disposition plan for the city campus property, and that's where, like I said, in the first deliverable, it's one of the items that we're working a lot on right now. One of the reasons why we wanted to provide this kind of comprehensive informational report to you in July is that we have an expectation that we'll be coming to you in September to seek approval for certain funding related to the relocation of staff from city campus. And in this report, we've outlined some of the potential costs, and I'd like to just kind of give you the headlines on that. And you'll see that these costs are fairly broad in nature right now, the range of these costs. And the reason why that they are broad in nature is because we're still working on the final details. So we put together kind of a best case, worst case, and reasonable case to give you a kind of a sense of what costs might be. And come September, we'll have a much more better understanding of what those costs are going to be. So some of the items related to the costs are space planning costs. That could be anywhere from $25,000 to $75,000, depending on the complexity of the space that we choose. We're hoping that the space that we are interested in might actually have some built-outs that will require less space planning and less leaseholds, but we just don't know that until we get to the final negotiations. Relocation costs of approximately $150,000 to $250,000. Again, that's a very broad range. But until we have a better understanding of the space that we're moving to and really starting to get some good firm estimates, we won't know what that cost would be. Furniture and fixtures of approximately $500,000 to $1 million. Again, a very, very broad range, just to be conservative. One of the big drivers might be that the space that we're looking at will already have cubicles there that we could take over. Or if there's less office space, we might need to purchase more cubicles. So it's a very broad range at this point. But once we identify the space, we'll have a better idea. And then finally, leasehold improvements ranging from $750,000 to $1.25 million. Again, that's going to be a negotiable item with the landlord. And again, it's dependent upon how much of the space might be built out where we could just move in. So again, broad range of costs, and I apologize for that, but we're just trying to give you a sense of what we could be looking like as we go into the September decision. Estimated annual savings, and we talked about this a little bit before in the January meeting when we talked about the cost of city campus, just being in city campus. There's also, so there's that's measured in savings, if you will, on a going-forward basis. But getting into a new space means that we're going to end up costing. We're going to be spending more on a lease agreement, and that range is somewhere between $400,000 and $550,000. I'm moving to page three now, depending on how we negotiate the lease. Mentioned to you just a moment ago that city campus costs us about $1 million a year in operating expenses. So that's a cost savings, but you've got to outweigh that against the cost of a new lease. We also have a cost avoidance moving out of city campus. There's about $1.75 million in deferred maintenance. And those that are at city campus now can tell you pretty clearly what that means in terms of heat in the winter and or lack thereof, and cooling in the summer or lack thereof. So there's about $1.75 million that we have deferred and we would not have to absorb if we move out of city campus. So if you take all of that together, and in the report I provided you with kind of a spreadsheet that identified best, worst, and reasonable case, break-even ranges anywhere between 2016 and 2021, depending on the underlying assumptions. And I'm going to seek out some help from the comptroller on this to make sure that our analysis is sound and get his feedback as well. But we think that the reasonable case on this is a break-even of about 2015. By the way, you should know that that includes the potential cost of demolition. It is our expectation that we would be demolishing one or all three of the facilities at city campus, and that would range anywhere between $1 million and $3.5 million. We're still doing some work on that analysis, but that's baked in. But we're not going to be seeking approval for that funding in September, but rather it will be part of the budgeting process because it would be a 2015 expense. What we would be looking for in September is, and it's summarized here on the last page, what we would be seeking is funding for space planning costs, relocation costs, furniture and fixtures, and the leasehold improvements. Again, we'll have much more specifics on a going-forward basis. We'd also be looking for approval for the lease agreement in September. So moving on, the item number six, or deliverable number six, the courthouse complex plan. The only thing I'd like to add on that is that we have done some initial work in trying to assess the safety building.
Excuse me. We were on number four, then the next, according to my handout, is comprehensive plan for the county grounds is number five. Then we can go on to the courthouse complex, number six.
Uh-huh.
So if you could go back and cover deliverable number five.
Sure, yeah. Deliverable number five is the comprehensive plan for county grounds. And Economic Development Division continues to pursue broad discussions with the city of Wauwatosa, Milwaukee County Research Park, Frederick Children's Hospital, Milwaukee Medical College, and other community organizations and institutions to begin kind of a shaping a long-term strategy for maintaining a Milwaukee County government presence at county grounds, as well as BHD continues to wind down as it continues to wind down. There has been activity on this front, but as from economic development, but it hasn't been a primary focus of the CFP workforce because we've been focused more on the city campus project. But I think if you've got questions as it relates to deliverable number five, T. Gwaley Smith, I think, is still here to respond to any questions that you might have. So moving on to deliverable number six, the only thing I wanted to point out there is that we have made some progress in taking a look at the safety building. We retained a firm, actually CBRE retained a firm, to take a look and kind of do an assessment of that facility. And just to give you the headlines on that, in terms of taking a look at what it might cost to get that facility into a at the level that it's kind of in a white box form, which basically means it's in good shape in terms of being able to operate it at the level that we should be able to operate it and then do the leaseholds accordingly. It's just basically shelling reconstructing everything from, I guess, the outside walls in The cost of that is projected to be about $70 million to get it up to a standard to where it would make sense for us to keep that facility in place for the long term. It's a substantial amount of money, as you can imagine, so it's something that we're continuing to look at, trying to get an assessment as to what to do with the safety building. Do we completely go through the major renovation for about $70 million to get it to a white box level, or do we consider scraping and rebuilding or what have you? So first step was simply to do a quick assessment. And that quick assessment concluded that would cost about $69 to $70 million to get it into shape where we could have a functional, efficient building. The demolition estimate on that, I think, ranged between $7 and $8 million, roughly, so that would be the other alternative. So a lot of work that needs to be done, but I thought it'd be interesting for you guys to hear that. Let's see.
For how many square feet?
I think.
We'll entertain questions after you come back.
Okay, I'm just about done. Yeah.
Number seven?
Yeah. Number seven, I'm going to take a pass on for right now because, that's something, again, that's not the specific focus of the work group, but for sure. It's something that in the long term that we would be continuing to work on is how can we find ways to better consolidate the management of all of our facilities across the county. We took that step about a year ago, first step, small step, in having facilities take over the COGS facility. So our next steps would be to coming back to the board next cycle in September seeking a fairly substantial request for funding to make this happen so in the long term we can start saving significant money for the county and operate our facilities in a much more efficient way. Our 2014 budget already includes $500,000 of funding for this project, but we're required, appropriately so, to come and ask for approval on that spend. So what we would be doing is looking at approval for out of that $500,000 to cover the cost of space planning and relocation costs, probably some furniture and fixtures. Incrementally, we'd be coming to you and asking for additional funds for our leasehold improvements and potentially the excess needed for furniture and fixtures. And that may come, again, getting direction from you and the comptroller out of the debt reserve fund. So that's kind of where we're at. We've made good progress in the work group. We're meeting every Tuesday. We're moving this thing forward with the expectation, as it's identified in the resolution from last month, that we'll be out of city campus on 1/1/15. Happy to take some questions.
Okay, I was going to say I thought surprises. We'll start at the end, Supervisor Borkowski, and we'll work our way this way.
I know what looks. Lord, it wasn't.
All right. First of all, thank you for the thoroughness of this report. I'm not asking you to do it right today or whatever because there's a lot to go through and go over, but particularly the courthouse complex and the safety building, okay? And I guess, and if I heard correctly, CBRF has somebody that they've hired that is looking at those numbers. I heard $70 million as far as redoing it, 8 to 10 for demolishing. What I would ask is that eventually, if we could look at the possibility of moving our House of Correction out in Franklin to the safety building site. Anyways, go ahead, continue. Go ahead.
I'll chime in on that one.
It's okay. We'll stay focused on the report, and okay. Mr. Tyler will then respond if he feels necessary.
Well, okay. I'm asking that if we're going to be looking at that particular location, and we're looking at everything that's involved with that, we spend over $2 million transporting our residents, if you will, of HOC down to this complex. Now, if we're going to demolish and if we're going to build, then it makes sense. And you can call me a visionary Supervisor Weshon if you'd like. As far as the cost savings of that and what we have out in Franklin to the courthouse complex, and then ultimately putting that land out in Franklin up for sale. So I'm not saying that we need it for tomorrow, but I'm asking that it be looked at somewhere down the road.
Thank you for your comments there. I don't know if that needs a reply or not. Supervisor Mayo, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to receive place on file.
Okay. Anyone else? Comments? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. I guess starting with the city campus and this meeting coming up, particularly because it now says this is hosted by the county board, I'm concerned, I guess, about what we've got in place so that we have a productive process. Have we retained someone like Quorum or someone else to facilitate this visioning and sort of come up with some product at the end so that we don't just have people come and voice their opinions and there's nothing to kind of document or synthesize the public's reaction?
Mr. Chair, I'm going to look and see if Teague Whaley Smith is sitting in the back. I know he had 11 o'clock appointment, and maybe he can be responsive to that.
I ask it because, you know, the flyer says we're hosting it. So if I show up at this thing and it's not organized and, you know, well run, people are going to look to me like this was the county board's show.
Sure. Chair and Supervisor, directly to your question, yes, we have engaged Quorum Architects for the facilitation of that visioning session. It's being hosted by a community group, Avenues West. Keith Stanley is the executive director there, and we have met with Alderman Bauman as well, DCD planning staff, because, of course, the City of Milwaukee ultimately has the planning and zoning authority there, will also be present to participate. We included County Board of Supervisors because it was your resolution that prompted this and wanted to give you guys credit for that. We would embrace further participation by the County Board in either the planning of that event or actual presence at that event. As you recall, this is actually in Supervisor Stamper's district. So if there is a designee that the County Board wants to designate for us to work with on this visioning session, we would certainly embrace that. But we intend to have an event that lives up to the standards of all of Milwaukee County, including the County Board.
Yeah, appreciate that.
What conversations have you had with the chairwoman's office? Because I don't think you should be Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors without, you know, the chairwoman's approval. And, you know, up until getting this flyer and an email earlier today, you know, I knew nothing of this.
Well, you were the first group to receive that communication. Again, it was based off the resolution. We have made contact with the chairwoman's office and will continue to work with the board as best we can on hosting what I think is a important event. So some direction from either this committee or...
We didn't authorize you to go and use the county board's name in any way. If you want to schedule a meeting that says the county board on it, you don't have that authority. The only people who schedule meetings for the county board is the chairwoman and this board in consensus saying we're going to have a meeting to host some event. So without the chairwoman's approval, I think it's inappropriate that you do this, because especially the timing on this. You have a county board meeting coming up, and you know the summer break, things like that. So just because we wanted a plan developed on how to dispose of city campus doesn't mean you run out and say you're acting in the name of the county board to host some type of meeting, especially when you haven't contacted the chief of staff, the chairwoman herself, to decide on how those things will be put together. Because as Supervisor Lipscomb said, I'm not going to be embarrassed because your staff or your people screwed up. Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman, I do understand that, I understand your point, but I think this committee really established that they wanted to have a vision and really want to participate in something like that. And Mr. T, probably didn't, I wish one of us would have been one to appoint people from this committee, because Supervisor Lipscomb was very adamant about it, and also Supervisor Johnson, and one more other supervisor. Next time, just grab a supervisor so they can participate so we can make this work. Because this is a win-win for the community still, that we are still participating. They still understand exactly what we're looking for. We're trying to reach out to the community. And trust me, I'm not one who gives them kudos on certain things, but I'm happy that you are doing this, and I'm happy that the community will be involved. I agree with you. I'm not trying to disagree with the chair now. You got the gavel. I'm not disagreeing with you. But I have to say that right now. As when I get back in the seat, that I'm happy that this is moving forward, because people are trying to see exactly what's going on in that, within that community.
Thank you. Any other? Supervisor Taylor, comments about the report?
Well, yeah, the report, and I'll kind of on this meeting. I mean, I think I'm glad they're moving forward on it. I mean, I do agree with the Supervisor Weishon. You know, can't really just use the board's name without kind of working with the board. But at the same time, you know, you'd be criticized for dragging your feet, not having the meeting done. The fact that you actually said, you know, giving the board credit for something we did, that doesn't very rarely happen from the administration. I mean, even in the O'Donnell Park press release, you would not even realize the board was in existence with the sale of that facility. So I'm glad that that we're doing this, and I hope that, you know, you will work with some members of the board to make sure that we have a presence, because with our name on it, you know, how was the date chosen? The question I asked, date and time, who picked that?
Chair and Supervisor, it was making sure that Avenues West had enough time to market it to their neighborhood stakeholders, and a time that our vendors could make, the planners from DCD could make, is essentially how it was done. And we would like, I'd rather be in this position presuming and having an account for including you rather than being here and not having included you on the flyer. So we clearly have some work to do in that regard. And if some direction from the committee, if there's a particular supervisor that you want us to work with, we're more than happy to accommodate that.
Thank you. Any other questions from Supervisor Bukowski?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I too acknowledge, darned if you do, darned if you don't. I mean, it's just the environment around here. But you should know that that date is the third date that the Parks Department is having a Parks Information meeting. That one on that Tuesday is at Berner Botanical Gardens. I actually was planning on going to that, so now I'll go to this and I'll go to one of the other two Parks Information meetings, but there is a conflict on that night. You should at least know that with the Parks Department.
Thank you, Supervisor Borkowski. And I just want to reiterate, you don't do anything with the Milwaukee County Board's name on it without clearing it with the chairwoman. It's as simple as that. Thank you. Do we have a motion, Supervisor Mayo? Receive and place on file.
Supervisor Mayo?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 14 be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item number 15, fund transfer.